WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. At his first cabinet meeting of the new term, President Trump says his administration is cutting down the size of the federal government. Billionaire Elon Musk has been tasked with overseeing that effort at the Department of Government Efficiency and defended the federal cuts, saying they are necessary to save the country.
And taking a lot of flack and getting a lot of death threats, by the way. I mean, I like to stack them up, you know. But if we don't do this, America will go bankrupt.
Trump also announced that he will be signing a mineral deal with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House on Friday. The Trump administration is directing all federal agencies to promptly begin preparations for large-scale layoffs and restructuring and submit plans to do so by March 13th. That's according to a new memo obtained by ABC News. And actress Michelle Trachtenberg, star of movies like Harriet the Spy and TV shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Gossip Girl, has died. She was 39. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss doesn't buy Governor Tony Evers' explanation for using gender-neutral language in his proposed state budget. Evers said during a Monday stop in Wausau, replacing the words mother and father with terms like parent and inseminated person is about legal protection for people using IVF. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin has concerns about the Trump administration's efforts to cut federal funding for medical research. Mnuchin says cuts would impact the kinds of research UW-Madison is doing, including work on cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and dementia. and it's time to get your ice shanty off the lake. The Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers the deadline to remove their shed from the ice is March 2nd if you're north of Highway 64, and March 16th if you're north of 64. If your shanty falls into the water, you're liable for its removal and could face fines from the DNR. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Mostly cloudy today, but still mild, with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s and a few spotty sprinkles here this afternoon. That'll flip to a few flurries overnight as temperatures fall below freezing to 30 degrees. And we stay slightly cooler tomorrow with highs in the upper 30s. Get faster and cheaper internet from Whole Home Connect. 1-800-217-9129. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
99.7 Max FM.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either.
Now all I want to do at this time of the day is eat some lunch. Got to figure out what to have. I didn't bring anything with me today. Might be looking at some delivery options. I don't know. It's Jay in the Afternoon. 99.7 Max FM. Fine Young Cannibals now.
Max FM.
Thank you. time flies.
Max FM Sports.
The basketball Badgers cruised to an 88-62 win over Washington last night at the Kohl Center. I'm Bill Scott with sports. John Blackwell tallied his first career double-double, 24 points and 10 rebounds. They also got 33 from their bench. Kamari McGee, Xavier Amos, Jack Janicki, and Marcus Ilver.
He's a great additive when he steps on the floor. And then, like I said, Gilmore's done that throughout the year. And then Jack Janicki, I thought the more he played, the better he got tonight. He just got really comfortable, really aggressive. He was everywhere, and it showed just with his production and the things he did defensively on the glass. It's good to see.
Greg Gard's Badgers are at Michigan State on Sunday. Marquette crushing Providence 82-52. They'll play at Georgetown Saturday night. Bucks fell to the Rockets 100-97. They'll host Denver tomorrow night. Cactus League Baseball, Brewers take on the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks in split squad action. And the NFL Scouting Combine continues today in Indianapolis. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
'80s, '90s, and more. Max FM, don't forget about that $20 gift certificate to Mead King. Now just $10. That's 50% off. It is our big deal of the day at maxfmbigdeals.com. Remember, when it sells out, it's gone. And when time expires, it's gone. The end of the business day today. Make sure you get your certificates to Mead King right now. 50% savings. Again, $20 value. Yours just $10 at maxfmbigdeals.com.
Stop!
7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thanks for having us on at work, if that's where you happen to be today. Got a lot of clouds, currently 44. We'll get a look at the forecast here for the next couple of days, that update in moments, and more music straight ahead on Max FM.
Maximum hits.
Now, if you were paying attention to the internet 10 years ago today, you might recall seeing a picture that went viral on Tumblr and BuzzFeed of the dress. People remember where they were that day when they saw that picture. It went viral. It broke the internet. Two-thirds of people saw the dress as being white and gold. If you're one of them, it's probably still what you see. An optical illusion caused by weird lighting and an overexposed background made it difficult for us to actually see the real colors, which were blue and black. Interesting. You remember the dress, don't you?
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Join the Baraboo Kiwanis Club on Sunday, March 2nd for their all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, and egg breakfast at the Baraboo High School. Proceeds will benefit Kiwanis' many philanthropic projects in the community. It's $7 for adults and $3 for kids. You can find all the details by visiting baraboo.kiwanis.org. And they also encourage you to bring a non-perishable food item to donate as well. Again, the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast will be on Sunday, March 2nd from 8 a.m. until noon at the Baraboo High School. And the Flapjack Fun continues in Reedsburg as St. Peter's Lutheran Church will be hosting their Pancake Breakfast. This will be on that same Sunday, March 2nd from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. Treat yourself to a menu of pancakes, eggs, sausage, applesauce, milk, and coffee. And again, the proceeds will go to St. Peter's Lutheran Church and School. It's $8 for adults. Children 4 to 12 eat for $4, and kids 3 and under are free. Again, that's going to be 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. on March 2nd at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. And as we march closer to spring, be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and many more great events happening around the area.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and every Sunday night is family night at the Pizza Ranch. Join us for a $12.99 buffet with a drink every Sunday night from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make your Sunday special with all your family favorites and some bonding time and full bellies with those who you love. Join us at Reedsburg Pizza Ranch from 5 to 7 for family night.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Mead King in Rock Springs, offering delicious meads made from local honey and other fresh ingredients. Try the popular blackberry or the pink peppercorn flavors as you enjoy their intimate atmosphere. How about raspberry or a vanilla-flavored mead? Check them out on social media for newly announced flavors. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com. Purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. That's today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Max FM, Gem City.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Mostly cloudy today, but still mild, with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s and a few spotty sprinkles here this afternoon. That'll flip to a few flurries overnight as temperatures fall below freezing to 30 degrees. And we stay slightly cooler tomorrow with highs in the upper 30s. Get faster and cheaper internet from Whole Home Connect. 1-800-217-9129. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
99.7
being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye? But if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, apparently the Tooth Fairy is not keeping track of inflation because, well, according to an annual poll, Tooth Fairy payouts have dropped 14%, down to $5.01 per tooth, 1 cent per tooth on average. Now, it's the second year in a row that the number has fallen. Payouts hit an all-time high in 2023 of $6.23. Tell you how we did it with our kids. They lost their first tooth. They got $5. Every other tooth, $2. And that was plenty. And we liked it, darn it.
Every time I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone.
99.7 Max FM.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry. Death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. When we're deep in love, yes, I know, yes, I know, girl, I know.